Hello, welcome to audio log number 5. It is July 15th, and welcome. So, I guess this week has been pretty stressful, I guess. The past, I think, 5 to 7 days or so, my cats haven't been feeling that great. As I've mentioned before, I have 5 cats. And I guess a little description would be 2 of them are older. They're about almost 10 years old, the both of them. And then the 3 kittens are, the 3 younger ones are siblings, and they're much younger. They're about 1.5 years, almost 2 years old. And so this past week or so, they've... I guess one by one, because I noticed it first in one cat, Bojay. She started to sneeze. It was kind of strange, or kind of sneeze slash cough. And then it later somehow, Sweetie, which is one of my older cats, somehow lost her voice. She couldn't meow, and she'd like kind of like cough or like gag, but like dry gag, so like it looked like she was going to barf, but she didn't have, nothing came out. So it was kind of weird. I'd never seen that before. And she lost her voice. And when she purrs, she can't really purr, because then she starts like, kind of like, looks like she's choking or gagging. So that happens. Or that's pretty severe symptoms, right? And we got really worried. I brought her to the vet. The vet wasn't able to diagnose it, basically saying, oh, it might be hairballs. And just had me buy some like hairball treatment and prevention thing that smells really weird. And so Shreedy was showing symptoms, and she's lost her voice. But then after that visit, she seemed to be getting better. Her voice was coming back. It's not 100%. She's still kind of like, she was not able to meow before, but then when it got better, she was able to like kind of have these croaking sounds. It was kind of weird. I never heard that before, but so she seemed like she was getting better. And mind you, through this time they're showing symptoms, nothing else changes, so their energy level is the same. So Shreedy was running around, and kind of, there was one day she was seemed really tired, and she was constantly like sleeping in her box like cats do. And then the next day she would be okay. She'd be running around, want to go outside, want to go play, eating. And she initially, the symptoms seemed like it was bothering her when she eats too, because it seemed like when she tried to eat, or she couldn't swallow, it prevented her from swallowing or something like that, and she wasn't eating very much. So I was really worried. I gave her soup and things like that. And coincidentally, when she was kind of at her worst, like the vet was on vacation, so I waited till he came back and saw him, and he just prescribed that hairball thing. And so after we saw the vet, and Shreedy was seemed like she was getting better, then it appeared that my other cats started to exhibit the same symptoms. So, which is strange. It was Tozy who kept like I literally the next day after the vet visit, I think it was either the next day or the day after, she was just sneezing like crazy. She was sneezing like all morning. She didn't go outside because she just kept sneezing, and like it seemed like it prevented her from eating because she just starts sneezing, which was really strange. And then eventually it stopped in the afternoon, and she seemed okay. She might have been a bit tired. I tried to keep her in the house, but she wanted to go outside too. Like, you know, she was restless and she wanted to go out. And then eventually I let her go outside after it seemed like her sneezing had subsided, but I wasn't sure what it was due to, like what caused it. And so that happened. And then slowly I noticed that my oldest cat named Baby, his meows just became not as loud, and he's a very vocal cat. You look at him wrong, he'll meow at you. He'll like, meow, you know, so it's very loud and very clear. But for some reason, I noticed that his voice was going down, like it wasn't as powerful and it was kind of going like croaky. And then now he's basically lost his voice at this point. He can't really meow, and when he does, it's like, eh, like it's really, really low. So, yeah, that's been happening. And the last cat, Trio, although he doesn't show any signs of, I guess, sickness in his vocal cords, like he hasn't lost his voice or anything. Mind you, he's a very quiet cat. He doesn't say much. All he cares about is going outside. But he's like sleeping all the time. Like he sleeps at night, sleeps at day, and like usually in normal times he would go outside and play for a while and then come back by like 2 or 3 and he'd be tired and he'd nap for like 2 or 3 hours until like around 4 or 5, something like that, and then he'd want to go out again because, you know, cats get tired and they have their little cat naps and whatnot. But he, for some reason, was sleeping a lot. Like, we let him go outside and he just sleep on the floor, or he just go sleep in our garden chairs, and it's just like, what? It's very strange. They're all seemingly sick, and we've looked it up. It might be cat flu, which I've never heard of before. We're going to see the vet again because I sent him videos of the cats coughing, sneezing, and he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it might be an upper respiratory virus. And I'm like, okay. Kind of speechless at this point, because when we went to see him the first time, we did mention that, you know, we noted, like, we brought Shreedy to see the vet, so he didn't see like Bojay was the first one to exhibit any sign of any kind of symptom of sneezing or slash coughing kind of thing. We told him about it. I guess it didn't register to him at that time. I'm not sure, but honestly, I'm a bit like annoyed, because I'm like, seriously, man, because, you know, that visit was like $90 for like literally not even 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay. And then now I actually called and I said, like, you know, this thing that you weren't able to diagnose, it has spread to my other cats. And so, like, I raised that flag, and he's like, oh gosh, okay, send me videos. So, like, I send him videos, and he's like, oh gosh, okay, you're going to have to book an appointment because we're going to have to give them meds. And I'm like, well, anyways, you do what you have to do, right? But I'm just like, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's been the past week or so pretty stressful, because I've never had to deal with this type of situation where like all the cats get sick at the same time. Usually it's kind of like, you know, baby gets sick. There was a point baby did get sick, and then, you know, I just deal with that. And then Shreedy's not feeling well. Okay, we just take Shreedy to the vet, and she's, you know, whatever. Nothing like, oh god, they're all sick at the same time and the vets can't figure it out. That usually doesn't happen, but anyways, it's a bit stressful, and I think my sleep is kind of messed up because of it too. So apparently I was sleepwalking. Yeah, that happened. So me and my partner sleep in separate beds because of multiple reasons. I snore, and also because of, mostly because I snore and he snores and we cannot sleep well. So we have the space and we sleep in separate rooms. And the other day I slept walk into his room and was looking for my cat. I was looking for baby. And I just go into his room and I said, where's baby? Or like, I don't even know if I said that, but I was like looking around for baby. So I guess me doing that woke up my partner, and he was like, what the heck? And he asked me if I remember if I did that the next, like, you know, when we woke up, and I said, no, I did that. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I have no memory of that. So yeah, I slept walk, and I think it's related to the stress from the cats, because it's pretty stressful to have all your cats sick, and my precious little babies have lost their voice, which is not great, and it's kind of sad. So they're going to go to the vet soon and hopefully get some meds soon as well. I hope. Anyways. So yeah, The thing I was kind of, so recently, one of my exes reached out to me. And at this point, I really don't know what to do or say. And I guess I just want to put this out there, just, you know, kind of see what other people, I guess, would feel, or if this, you know, I'm the type of person who doesn't stay in contact with people that I've been with in the past. So I usually remove them in any way possible, you know, not only like remove their phone number, delete them on the social medias and whatnot, but I will also go and delete their pictures, any pictures I have. So like from vacations or whatever, because at that point I'm like, what is the point? I don't want to see this person's face again. So all the trips that I've taken with, you know, the exes that I've been with or whatever other guy, I've just like delete them all. And I don't know if other people do that, because it's not a thing that you ask, like, you know, what do you do when you break up, right? And I don't know what the norm is out there either. I don't know what people normally do. Like, I've read some stories on Reddit where they'll be like, oh, I messed up because, you know, I was scrolling through some old photos with, you know, their current boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And they'll be like, yeah. And then next thing I know, like, pictures of me and my ex show up, and it's just like awkward. And it's like, you kind of like, you messed up, right? And I'm like thinking in my head, like, oh, why don't you just delete that? Like, why do you keep that? And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's a common thing. People would just keep it. And then like a few years down the line, like, they stumble back upon it. And then like, it's kind of like hard to you explain, I guess, to you, the person you're with too. Cause it's like, why did you keep it? And I know people do keep it. They'll be like, you know, they keep it for memory's sake and whatnot. But then for me, I'm like, no, I delete everything. So going back to, so this ex reached out, and I don't know what to say or do. Like, to be honest, our relationship wasn't the best. A lot of things happened that I think, as I look back now, I should have been more aware, like, you know, red flags. And I think what this person had done to me or made me feel, I feel like I should really hate them for what they did or how they made me feel at that time. But right now, I don't have that feeling. I don't feel anything. Like, I don't feel hate, let's just say. I mean, I don't feel anything at all, but also like, I feel like I should hate them, but I don't hate them. And then I feel like, is that weird? Because this person, when I think back about our relationship, I'll be like, they did me dirty in so many ways. Like, they treated me badly. They were not good to me sometimes. Like, there were good times, but there was also like a lot of bad times, or like a few really bad times, you know, that I'll be like, I think I should hate them, but I don't. Or I should feel hate for them, but I don't. And I just feel kind of conflicted now, because I'm like, well, this person added me, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I could be their, I guess, like, friend, because I'm like, obviously I don't feel anything. And I'm like, I guess that's why you would add them. But I'm like, what is the point? I'm married now, and I feel like I don't know what to say or do. At the same time, I don't want to be like, just because I'm married, I close myself off to being friends with people, like guys, because it's a guy. But the other time, I'm like, well, do I really need to make this friend? Do I really need to keep this relationship? Considering I had those thoughts about, you know, I should hate this person, but for whatever reason, I don't. So, yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm conflicted. I've left it as it is. They had like sent like one of those friend request type things. I don't want to respond. I don't know what to do. I just left it as it is. And I know that. I feel like I was contemplating when I thought about it. I thought, you know, if my partner was to tell me like, oh, their ex had reached out to them, like in a friend request, I think I would tell him to just not accept it, delete it. And I was just trying to apply that logic to him because obviously I think between the two of us, I'm probably the more jealous type than he is. And I'm pretty sure I would say, like, I would probably be like kind of upset, like, why did you add them, blah, 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 right? Thinking more, kind of exaggerating myself, like, you know, just going crazy, be like, oh, you're gonna cheat on me with them, aren't you, blah, blah, blah. And I think I wouldn't say it, but I probably like have those fears, even though they're not logical, like that's not gonna happen. And I think I would probably be very annoyed with it, like if he was to accept it or you know, decide to pursue a friendship with this person that I know he had a relationship with. So that's why I felt like it's probably better if I just don't. I don't think it's fair. And yeah, I really don't see a point at this point to just do anything, honestly. And I don't know how normally people deal with this. Like I said, it doesn't normally happen. I don't think there is a norm. I know some people, they do maintain a friendship. They do keep their exes on social media and see what they do for whatever reason. I don't know. I know some people can be like friends with their exes and it's totally cool and stuff. I am not one of those people, nor do I want to be, I guess, necessarily. Because it's not like I hate them, but it's just overall, I generally don't see a point to keeping any those things, you know, keeping, I guess, that connection. But in this case, I guess it's no difference. I feel like, and if it helps, this relationship was a little longer than it was a couple years, and a little bit more significant. Like we almost got married, kind of like, you know, serious relationship. That's the only reason why I would even contemplate responding to such request. Otherwise it would be like, what? No, I probably already forgot. But yeah. But it's kind of curious because when I think about like this whole ex situation and how I would respond, and how I normally would respond. I normally would respond, delete, remove, gone. You're out of my life. And then with this particular one, I'm like, it's a little bit more serious. I'm like, should I, you know, consider it? Then I think it's not fair. It's not right because I know if I was on the other end, I would be upset. I would be like, no, why are you accepting requests from your ex? And, you know, very suspicious and jealous type, which I know, and I acknowledge that. So I felt like it's not fair to him. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, there's should be the same. So there's that. But then also when I think about like people in my life that I've kind of just stopped interacting with, like, you know, there's those people who you, like, you know, in high school or elementary that you just kind of know, and then you just stop seeing them because you stop going to school. You don't really have much of a relationship. Like, you're more like acquaintances, like, you know of this person, right? So like ultimately your life just drifts away and you just never really see them again. It's only because maybe social media that you have them, you kind of know what's going on in their life because they post about it. But if they don't, you kind of really don't know anything. But then there's people like that you've known in your life that were like, for example, your friends. And for whatever reason, not just like, I'm not going to include drifting apart because drifting apart would fall into this first category. But the second category I meant is like the people that you were friends with and you just decided not to talk to them anymore and how you deal with that. And I just thought, Unfortunately for me, I've had that happen a couple of times. And I feel bad about it, but at the same time, I feel like for whatever reason, I don't feel like being their friend anymore. I don't feel like having them in my life because I think they cause a negative impact to me. And ultimately what I end up doing is the same. I just like delete everything, remove everything, and just kind of cut off that connection. So, I mean, sometimes I feel like, am I being too drastic? Am I being too, like, you know, just cut everything off? Kind of like, just feel like, is it a bit much? But then at the same time, I'm like, what is there left to keep? Like, I'll delete photos of this person if I have them. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, delete everything. Like, if I could, I'd just like delete memory from brain. But I, this is not Black Mirror, right? So I can't do that. But yeah, I just saw it. And I was kind of just having this thought, and overall, like, is it drastic what I do? I don't know. I never really talked to people about how do you deal with friends that you're no longer friends with, people that have become, I guess, people that you've like cut off from your life, exes included, but also like friends in general, people who were friends and then you don't want to be friends with them. What do you do with like that cutting of connection? Is it simply just not talking to them anymore and just like, you know, just have them on social media and whatever? Or is it like drastic like me, like where you just delete their social media, delete like everything, like in terms of like pictures and stuff, you delete it. I don't know what else you could possibly do. Like emails, would you delete emails? I don't think I delete emails. I don't like email my friends. That's kind of weird, but I like, you know, messages and stuff and like pictures. Like I honestly would, and I don't even feel bad about it because I'm like, why do I want to see them in my memories? I don't need to. Like, I don't want to be like 60 years old, look back and I'll be like, oh God, I remember that lady. Like, I don't need to do that. I don't want to do that. And that's why I guess I do it. I just delete them. Mind you, like I've never even, even on like TV, that's not how they deal with these kinds of like exes and stuff. But for whatever reason, I just felt like I just feel better if they're gone and I just remove them. So yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting, I guess, thought or topic, and not a lot of people talk about it either. So I don't really know what the norm is or what other people do. And the whole like cutting off friendship thing, I've also read on Reddit that it is fairly common that people have cut off people from their life because they were, you know, making them feel bad or just using them, and were bad influences maybe, or just overall not a good friend, and they don't regret it. I think one of those asked Reddit topics was like, who was one of those friends that you cut off from your life and you're so happy you're not gonna like you don't regret it at all? And then people would say like, oh, their friend who like used to just use them to like drive them around, or like friends who would just talk to them because they want attention but never care about what is happening with them, like just talk about themselves. Or like I think a lot of them was like friends who would just like ask them to borrow money but like never return it. Things like that. Friends who like what is it? Like have an affair with like the person's lover, and then so like they would just cut them off completely and just not be friends with them. Just stuff like that. So I mean, it's fairly common, but it's just, I don't know if they would like delete them or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I'm kind of curious how other people deal with that though. And I do see it. It does happen to you. I'm not sure how common it is, or like, you know, what are the reasons, the most prevalent reason, but anyways, That's just my curiosity. So yeah, that recently happened to me, and then so now I'm leaning honestly towards like just not responding and just leaving it there, maybe deleting it, just because at this point I don't see a point, I guess. But I was just contemplating whether I'm just being too harsh. Is that the right word? Harsh to this. And kind of just like, you know, there might have been a door, but I just shut it completely, you know? So, yeah. It's an interesting thought. And if there was a comment section, I'd hope to hear any comments about that, because it's a life experience, I guess, because people, when they go through life, at some point they're going to cut off people in their life, if not purposely, like accidentally, right? When you fade away from high school friends, fade away from elementary school friends, just in general life, you see one person one day, the next day you quit your job, you never see them again. You can see them every single day for the last 10 years of your life because you work next to them, you see them, but then after you quit and you never see them again, and it's just like, how do you feel about that? That doesn't feel great. But I mean, anyways, yeah. Don't want to get on too long, but yeah, thanks for joining today. Thanks for hearing my thoughts. Hope you guys are having either a great day, great morning, or great evening, wherever you are. And yeah, thanks for tuning in.